Okay? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Wila Podcast Show. Did it again, people. I thought I was recording. I didn't hit the recording button. I was just fussing my butt off about Discovery and how the trolls, Star Trek trolls and Star Trek haters don't like Discovery. But like I was saying, y'all just mad because Spock got a nice, beautiful sister, you know? And then y'all try to like the last season of Picard. But y'all hate the two seasons. Y'all were talking about it like a dog. Y'all saw it come up, and then y'all act like y'all like Lower Decks. Keep from liking Picard and Discovery. You know? Why is that? Why y'all keep saying it's good track and bad track? There's no good track. There's no bad track. It's bad fans, and it's troll fans, and hate fans. But Discovery, Discovery cast and crew and writers, you go to Star Trek conventions. You answer questions. You do what you have to do to keep that show on the air. All right? You keep that show on the air and give it a six season. Okay? Go to the conventions if you have to. Okay? Sneneca Mountain Green, go to those conventions. Let those people know that you're not going away. You Spock's sister, and you're not going away. Alright? They overrating Strange New Worlds. And it's not that good to me. On my chart, on my potato, on what you call them, it's like 79. And popcorn audience with the popcorn, it's like 69. You know? They ain't proved that stuff yet. I'm waiting for the middle of the second season and the third season with some action in it. There's a lot that can bring in, like the Romans and the little moth, green monster that Kirk was fighting. Because all of that, they discovered right after Kirk time. So, they have to bring something. And do you see how they was dressed like a king on Star Trek? Strange New Worlds? Playing some kind of whatever that episode was. I mean, that was the most dull, boring episode I ever seen in Star Trek. They dress up like kings and had this fantasy thing around the ship and all. I was like, what this episode supposed to be about? You know? What is it supposed to be about? I didn't like that episode. It just hurt me. The first worst episode in Strange New Worlds. The first one. And Rotten Tomatoes, on my Rotten Tomatoes, it definitely gets a 90. On my popcorn audience, it definitely gets a 70. I like the show because you brought back, Uhura, and you got a black doctor. No, I'm not racist, not either. I love Christopher Pike. I want to hear his story. But you just overrating the show. And some of the Caucasian women, they not beautiful. They stop trying to make them look beautiful. They not. They beautiful in their own way. But you making them over beautiful. trying to make them, though. The woman on Discovery, drive the ship and all, they move. They beautiful. And I'm not saying, and I swear to you, ladies on Strange New Worlds, I love y'all, all of y'all, but just be yourself, all right? Be yourself, all right? Just be yourself, okay? Trying to be better in the other show, and you're not, to my opinion. I'm one of the shows, one of the people who's going to speak out. You know, you way down there on my rating chart. And you got to prove yourself to get up there. Deep Space Nine, Discovery. Okay? Voyager, Enterprise, Next Generation, Strange New, Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds, and Captain Janeway cartoon. Okay? That's my rating book of Star Trek TV shows. Deep Space Nine, Discovery, okay? Voyager, Lower Decks, Next Gen, Generation, and then Strange New Worlds, and then Janeway's cartoon, Prisar. Okay? And I love Prisar more, and it should be, you should be at the bottom, but just gotta give you a chance to get up there near Deep Space Nine and Discovery, okay? And reason I say Voyager, you gotta knock Voyager off the number three, okay? You gotta prove yourself. More action, more adventure. Show me that you can hold a captain seat, Christopher Pike. Show me that you can be a second commander, number one. All right? Two, I can see that. And see Sulu and Chekov as at the helms. And I see Dr. McCoy coming on the bridge. We already got Kurt. Dr. McCoy coming on the bridge. And then we got Scotty at the engine room. Until I see that, you're just going to have to prove yourself, Christopher Pike. Right, you're a good actor. Good actor. And you're really good for the role of Christopher Pike, okay? You only got two seasons. I'm not going to judge you on two seasons. I'm not like the other phony Star Trek pretenders, okay? Because all Star Trek is good, including your show. It's just that one episode I didn't like. But all Star Trek is good, okay? I just have my favorite. And they just have to be two black people who have command. It's nothing against you, your color, or nothing. Let's get that straight. But some people do have the problem with that. You know, some people do. They try to act like they don't, but they do. And if Gene Roddenberry didn't wrote the show to be racist or nothing like that, they have a white captain and then have black people in the back serving the white captain. It wasn't written, Star Trek wasn't for that. Had the right to have a black captain and a black female captain. Everybody talking about Seven being second command of this other ship. She can't hold her water more than, she can't hold no command seat better than Captain Michael. Are you crazy, people? Captain Michael will go down there and just kick ass, just like Sisko will. And Picard. And Kirk. She up there with the four captains. if Seven get her own show, she gonna have to prove it too. I love Seven. I love her in the outfits and all. But she gonna have to prove herself. She ain't gonna... Janeway is the legend. She just gonna have to prove herself, okay? The woman who played Janeway, Seven. If they give you your old TV show, you're gonna have to prove it. The lady, this Section 31, Michelle, did a wonderful job on Discovery. That's why she getting her own show, because she did a wonderful job on Discovery. They had to go to Discovery to get their spinoff show. Once again, Discovery, spinoff for the Star Trek show. What that tell y'all? Discovery kicking tail. Wasn't for Discovery and her crew, you wouldn't even have the other rest of Star Trek. Discovery. Let's move on to Star Wars, okay? Because probably made a couple Star Trek fans mad. And I did. That mean I got my point out. You already mad about the three movies. Now you criticizing Obi-Wan Kenobi. And you criticizing the Mecha Durin. Then, Boba Fett TV show. But all the Star Wars shows and movies from 1 to 9. Great. On my Rotten Tomato and my audience, great. I love all 9 of them. It's just the fans. You killing Star Trek and Star Wars. Y'all stabbing it. That's why Paramount and Disney is just scratching their heads right now. They don't know what to do. Because every time they put out something, they wonder if the haters and the trolls gonna either like it or try to control it. Mess it up for the people who do like it. After two seasons, y'all start spreading rumors about Discovery. They tearing down the set. They doing this. It ain't going to get no fourth or fifth season. Look at it. Get ready to get a fifth season. I'm going to be right in front of the TV. McEnorn getting a second season. And this new show, based on Rogue One character. It's good. But it's drag. I don't know how people would like this. And it's like a drag movie. Just drag on. Start off dragging. Then it get a little action. Then a drag again. Then a little action. Don't understand your fans. I don't know. You know. I don't know. Like what you want, you know. I'm just asking Disney to keep going with the shows they have. Keep putting them on. Paramount, season 6. That's all. I'm going. I love the rest. I got them lined up with my favorite. Season 6. I love Strange New World. I was excited too. But season 6. Okay. I want to see Michael Burton. In season 6. And her crew. The story is not over. You send them all the way to the future. Just give them 5 seasons. And there's so much more. In the 32nd century. That y'all can tell. Show them how they can rebuild Starfleet. And have the Star Trek that we want. Shit, go ahead. Give them 10 seasons. That's enough to tell a whole story and show that Discovery can hold standalone episodes. Give it 10 seasons. Shit, make it the longest Star Trek show on TV. break a record. 10 seasons, Paramount. Go ahead, break that record. 10 seasons. You're already up to 5. Give it 5 more. I know you probably have to work the contracts out after 7 seasons, but I'm sure you could probably work something out. I know you probably won't give it that, you know, and I'm just blessed that we got 5 seasons, and if we only get 5 seasons, I'm just blessed. Just let them go off the right way. If we're not going to get a 6th season, write the last show, the last one, last episode, make it good, okay? Just like you did the 1st episode, write them off, get them a fair salute, goodbye. If you only can get 5 seasons, producers, writers, creators of Discovery, let Discovery crew go off the right way, because they the one that started Star Trek. Okay? Give Michelle Sonica Mountain Green and her crew, Michael Burton and her crew, send them off with a fairly well. Okay? And you got a whole story between Voyager and Discovery to tell. You got a blank between that. The 31st century and the 24th century. And the 23rd century. And if you do a section 31, you can go right through that. Make stories right in the middle of that. And we can still see some of the crew of Discovery doing shows on Discovery. Maybe might even cast Sonica Mountain Green on section 31. You know, her and Michelle was good, very good teamwork. I think they did a good job working together on the 3rd season. You know, I just wish that she would have stayed on to either be a second command or captain. And Michelle and Sonica Mountain Green will be the first officer, you know. I thought they was going to do it like that. I wish she would have stayed there and be captain, you know. But they saying she might get her own show and all. She went to them and asked to say, give me my own show, you know. And hopefully, Sonica Mountain Green will star on Section 31. And we'll see some more of Discovery crew and everything and all. And maybe they'll find a way for them to come back to the time period they belong in, you know. But hopefully they'll get this Starfleet up and running again and back to the Starfleet that we know. And season 5 will have standalone episodes and maybe might get a 7th and final season. And this crew will be sent off the right way and might get a movie, Discovery movie. Hopefully. That sound good. That sound good to me. But in other news, and of course, maybe we might get another Star Wars trilogy. No. I don't know. But these fans, they just gotta stop. Okay? Because no bad Star Wars is no bad Star Trek. Leave it right there. Okay? Be mad at me all you want. Go Discovery. Let's fly. So in other news, Putin is the most evil man in history. And he's still at it with Ukraine. Anybody been following this news since last year? Y'all already know this man must be the Antichrist because he's evil. He's the most evil man walking this earth right now. He want to start a war with United States. He want to. Most of his allies, China and North Korea, turned their back on him. You know? That's what they saying on the news and on YouTube reports and all. They turned their backs on him. Who knows? Can't trust even all three of them. The big three buttholes. I call them the three big buttholes of the world. You know, treat your countryman real bad. You don't take care of your country. You don't feed your people. North Korea, China, and Russia. Don't take care of your people. Treat them bad. Your filthy jails for prisoners. Unbelievable. No human rights. No nothing for your people. You know? I want to go to China and see the Great Wall, but I'm pushing myself away from China more and more. You know? I'm beginning to hate them too. Because you want to go to Tokyo and take over Tokyo. Just like Putin doing Ukraine. You know? Look how long it took us to build this technology and everything. Why we just can't share this together, people? Putin, the president of China, North Korea president? Why we just can't work together and share this? You know? Why you're the biggest country in the world, Russia. Why can you help other people, other countries on your side? Like feed the people in Africa and all. China. How come you can't work together with other countries? This is not only your world, people. You share this with animals and other people. You don't have no right to take it away with your mass destruction weapons. You had that right. This world wouldn't give it to you. You didn't give us this world. And we put a live just like that because you don't like the way the Western world live? But look what you're doing to your people. They can't speak. They don't have no rights to speak out. No freedom of speech or nothing like that in China and Russia and North Korea. And a whole lot of stuff. I'm glad I'm a Western. I'm glad I'm American. Thank God I'm American. It's not the greatest country because Donald Trump messed it up, but it's still the greatest in the world. We still got some great stuff, some great people in Capitol Hill who fight for us. The Republicans is a little messed up in the head and got a little stuff from their butthole in their brain. But it's still one of the greatest countries to live in and come to get your dream if you know how to do it and you know the right people to do it. You know, it's a struggle in this country too. We got homies. People, white people looking at you, and even black people, when you homeless, and you judge. We got the crime, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, New York. Yeah, we got inner city crime. But not like Russia, not like North Korea, not like, oh my God, China. Oh, don't take care of your regular citizens. the prisoners live in conditions you won't believe. And people, you don't believe me, look up the prisons in Russia and North Korea and China. Look them up. Look how the prisoners is treated. Poor conditions. Very poor conditions. You think it's conditions is poor in the city jail in Baltimore? Go to a Russia prison or China prison or North Korea prison. Oh, a prison near its allies with Russia. You won't survive. It's so bad. Look it up on YouTube. Look it up on Google it. Don't believe me. Human rights abuse. Human abuse. That's why they got so many witchcombs on them. Use nuclear war just because you can't win a war. You're going to use a nuclear war to get what you want. That's cheating. You can't win this war in Ukraine, so you're going to use a nuclear war to destroy the country. That's just mean, evil, and uncalled for, Putin. Very uncalled for. You're the evilest person to walk the earth since Satan. I don't like to say people need to aspire, but you kill people, you kill innocent people, babies, children. You know, it's up to God to judge you, and he will judge you. He will get you for what you did. So anybody that's following this Putin hate Hitler war know what I'm talking about, and I know you hate it because it's just causing a lot of problems. It's just causing a whole bunch of problems. It's leading us to something that we don't want. W3. We don't want it. But who knows? And Donald Trump talking about running again? That's it. If he gets back in office, that's it. There goes the world right there. He's going to be the president if it starts something and somebody ain't going to like. He's going to say something somebody don't like. And that's it. It's not going to be Joe Brian, whatever his name is. It's going to be that goofball, Trump. He wasn't going to drag us into World War III. Because he's not a president. He's a tail hole. And you're going to give him a second turn? People out there rooting for him and all? And Russia is great, blow up the world? This one wrong thing, that's it. Wake up, people. Come on, wake up. Don't put that man back in office. Don't you dare do that. Messed up. He opened a bunch of hate worms. It's not only going to be a World War II, it's going to be a Civil War. And I tell you, the South and these rednecks is not going to win. It's not going to win. There's people going to stand their ground. It's not going to go back to that bullcrap 60s and 50s and 30s bullcrap, crazy crap. This is not your country, you Caucasians. You took it away from Indians. That's why we got a black history. Because a lot of stuff you left out in schools. We finding out. Burned down cities. Black Wall Street. You burnt it up. Black neighborhoods underwater. Because the white sheep ghost people call themselves the KKK, the white sheep ghost people, demons. Jack Cox, demons of Satan, burned the black community up, and some of the black community is underwater. I found that on Facebook. A lot of stuff y'all left out in black history. We learning now. Think you ain't gonna find it out? Think we ain't gonna pull down the rug and find the stuff out? What's in the dark is going to come in the light. There's a lot more we don't know. Drain that Mississippi River. Drain it. I bet you we'll see a lot of stuff. Missing people. From the 50s and 60s. Drain that. Drain it. And watch what you see. Have the ability to drain it and put water back in it. Boy, you know, doing this show takes a lot to talk about because there's so much going on in the world. On the edge, thanks for Putin, on the edge of World War III. Hopefully, it never comes. We all gotta pray for that. And then this silly, goofy, clowny, unstable, unwritten, low-life person, wanna try to run for office again. And then the TV shows. The haters of the TV shows. This man opened a bunch of worms. Because Star Trek never had hated fans. Never had hated fans. He brought out the worms in that too. And that's why Star Trek and Star Wars are dying. Because of Donald Trump. Gene Roddenberry never wanted this. He wanted all people to live together. That's why he created the Wagon to the Stars. But even Star Trek, they said it's going to be a World War III. You know that? They even talking about it. Wow. No. Woo, baby. Hey. This. I mean, it's just too much to go on, you know. Let's listen to the YouTube channel. You know, been finding stuff, you know. And this morning I was listening to the YouTube channels, and this one guy called himself GTG, I think I got it right, he's a black guy, and he looked at YouTube channels too and talk about it, comment on it, you know, And he got some good contact stuff on YouTube. Now they talking about galaxies on this one, and Aperturia. I think that's the name, Aperturia, the near star near us. And I was listening to the galaxy, and how stars is near us and everything. But it's pretty good. It's kind of boring. It's a science thing, you know. It's not Star Wars, Star Trek stuff. It's a science thing. So, oh yeah, Jack, Captain Jack got a new show too. He got some stuff. I don't know. It was 2 days ago. He just spit this out. It's old or not. Captain Jack is a good person. I mean, he don't talk bad about Star Trek. People, I'm looking for something good. Let's get into Discovery, okay? Let's see what Discovery may say about Discovery. Some contact on Discovery. See? Doug Jones. Discovery's media release. He talked about the previous season 5, and how the first look at the trailer seemed to show a season full of action. Well, he said that every season of the show has been different from the one before it, and that's one way they can say that change is a constant on Star Trek Discovery. We'll have to agree on that one. Jones added that season 5 is no different from that, as it'll involve a new adventure, which means change. So it looks like it's just bam, bam, slam, slam, but it still has a family-like feeling among the crew and some very touching moments between characters, and all that's going to be there, but the adventures do change from year to year. Well, we hope they do. Next up, how is season 5 going to be any different? Later in the interview, Jones stated that Star Trek Discovery fans must be interested if they're waiting for Season 5. Yeah, we are. Duh. Even though the trailer for Season 5 is full of action, it's possible that the action isn't quite as fast-paced in the actual season as the trailer makes it seem. And fans who were
were worried that the show might have moved too far from its roots to offer something new can breathe easy, as Jones seems to say that the essence of what makes Discovery great is still there. On top of that, the synopsis of Season 5 of Star Trek Discovery makes...
A new car loses about 10% of its value the minute you drive off of...
Sorry about that. Stupid commercials, man.
Story though. it's possible that the series could follow him in his new direction. On top of that, rebuilding the Federation is another plot line that Season 5 will almost certainly look at, as the Federation lost a lot of power and influence after the burn, and it has been hard for it to get back on its feet. And with Earth's return, viewers might get to see how the Federation reestablishes itself as a force for good in the galaxy and beyond. Now, let's look at the overview of the plot on Star Trek Day. A broad, vague overview of the plot was given on Star Trek Day, which fits with the treasure hunt theme. As for the description, it says, Captain Burnham and the crew of the USS Discovery solve a mystery that sends them on an epic adventure across the galaxy to find an ancient power whose very existence had been hidden for centuries. But there are others on the hunt too, dangerous enemies who are desperate to win the prize for themselves and will do anything to get it. But we think Season 5 will undoubtedly continue to build on the relationships between the crew members. This has been one of the most important parts of the show. And many unlikely friendships, like the one between Tilly and Saru, have made Star Trek Discovery beam up. On top of that, we think Michael Burnham will definitely improve as a captain in Season 5, hopefully with the help of Saru and her other senior staff. And we can't wait for that to happen. What's more, the cast of Season 5. We bear good news when we say that the whole Star Trek Discovery cast will be back for Season 5, which is good news after what happened in Season 4. Callum Keith will be a regular member of the cast, reprising the role of Captain Rayner of Starfleet, who is rough and smart.
Can't boy change the channel without you there to see it. Yeah, that don't mean...
getting the job done, and the crew is supposed to follow him as the leader. But that doesn't mean he's not willing to learn if it will help the group as a whole. Eve Harlow and Elias Tufexis will play the new roles of Mole and Lack in Discovery's fifth season. They are dangerous together, but they protect each other fiercely. And as the crew looks for the ancient power...
Okay, people. Now you got a good run of Discovery, you know, and see Season 5. It's going to be really, really good. And it's, like the man said, it's one of the best Star Trek TV shows. One of the best TV shows on TV. And we already know that. And the crew is this one beautiful crew. I mean, it was just great, you know. And I felt this because I know it had to be something on Season 5. Somebody had to do something on Season 5. And 4. And Season 4 was one of their best seasons. The guy even say that. It was one of their best seasons. You know. Season 3 was good too. And Season 2. But they said Season 3.
Season 2, there were 14. And in Season 3 and 4, there were only 13. Do you see how the number keeps decreasing season by season? Well, there'll only be 10 episodes in the upcoming season. But this should make you worry. Even though it means we'll see less of our favorite crew, it fits in with the other Star Trek shows on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt this season will be as good or better than the ones before it. Discovery Season 5 is expected to debut exclusively on Paramount Plus, the new streaming service where almost all Star Trek content is available. So, beam me up, Scotty. That's all for this video. Are you excited for Season 5 of Star Trek Discovery? Let us know in the comments below. Remember to like this video and subscribe to our channel for more exciting content in the future. Thanks for watching.
So, this guy's pretty good, and he did a good job. He did a good commentary on Star Trek Discovery, you know, better than some of them do, you know. And he just gave his opinion, Season 4 and Season 5, you know, and he just said it's one of the best TV shows on TV, Star Trek Discovery, you know. So that's proven, you know. It got a lot of rewards. A lot of views and everything, and to me, it's just not getting the credit it needs from the fans, you know. And yeah, it's decreasing, but a lot of other Star Trek shows is decreasing too. Only getting 10 episodes, only getting, you know, less episodes, you know. So that don't really mean nothing. And hopefully they will announce soon that hopefully we'll see a season 6. Hopefully they announce that soon. But I don't know what's going on with Paramount. You know, I mean, a lot of people say it might, Star Trek might be gone. You know, hopefully that's not the that's not the case. But we'll see. We heard that Kansas City is in the playoff. Congratulations, Kansas City. Congratulations, the team. And I hope that y'all do your best. You know, I'm not a Kansas City fan, but congratulations anyway, Kansas City and the team, the Chiefs. I'm pretty happy for y'all, you know. And it's really good, guys. Really good. Good job. Good job this season. You know, I just wish my Charge Rams was in it, but can't have everything. They gave me a Christmas win, and they was in it last, and they was the championships last year. They won the Super Bowl last year. So, also, it's a new show called Fallout coming to Amazon. Amazon is doing the TV show Fallout, and anybody know the game Fallout? No. It's a pretty popular, very popular game. Definitely Fallout 4. But it's going to be a TV show. And I think they start filming sometime this year, or they've been filming. And I got a YouTube video that's going to follow this and all. And while hopefully it will come out soon. Because if we don't get a sixth season of Discovery, I'm going over to Amazon and watch this. You know, then I'll catch Strange New Worlds and reruns. But I'm going over to watch this. That don't mean I'm not going to be a Star Trek fan no more. But I'm just going to cross over to watch Fallout. Because I think it's going to be a better show. And Strange New Worlds. My opinion. Because if this is the last season of Discovery, it's no use for me to have Paramount Plus no more. You know? I'm gone. I'm not paying for it no more. I'm canceling my subscription. And then, plus Amazon carry Paramount Plus. So, I'll just catch reruns. You know? Plus, Pluto runs Star Trek on free, you know? So, maybe Discovery will be on Pluto, on the more Star Trek channel. Because Pluto got what they call the more Star Trek. And Star Trek got its own channel on Pluto. And right now, Deep Space Nine and Next Generation is running on there. And I've been watching that too. The original shows, Deep Space Nine and Next Generation. It's on Pluto. It's called More Star Trek. So hopefully Discovery will go over there and reruns. Hopefully we'll see Enterprise up there. We'll see Voyager up there and more Star Trek on Pluto. But hopefully Discovery will be there too. And the original cartoon with the original cast. You know? So hopefully Paramount will let it go over to Pluto and run them reruns if we don't get a sixth season. But I think we will. And if we don't, I'm just saying, Fallout is on Amazon. It's going to be good. It's going to be based on the TV show. I saw some production pictures on this show and all. And it's going to be good, people. It's going to be really, really good. All right. And I'm going to keep it up until the next episode. And I think Star Wars is coming out with another show, too. So we're going to take a look at both of those. All right. Then we're going to talk some more football and some more stuff about Ukraine and other stuff. And then we're going to look into other stuff, mysteries of the Bible and stuff like that. And then we're going to talk about UFOs and, you know, just some the basic stuff the show was based on. Okay? I'm going back to the basic what I designed this show for. That's right, you're going to get the news, you're going to get the football, you're going to get the baseball too, you're going to get the Star Wars news, you're going to get the Star Trek news, but I'm just going to throw the strange phenomenon of the universe in there too, you know, paranormal activity and all that stuff, and with the help of you two, it's going to be good, people, if you like that kind of stuff. Just stay tuned to my show, okay? This show is something about something, but nothing about something. And always something going on about something. Got me? So, thanks for listening. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you and Ashley, and we love you. See you next time on the Quay Woodlock Podcast Show. Good night.